What Godly Grandparents Should Tell Their Children, written by Rhonda Stoppy and read by Kelly Gibbons. Today's Bible verse is 2 Peter 1, verse 12. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things. Getting older brings a clarity to what's important. While we want our grandkids to remember their times on Papa's farm, we want to leave them with a godly legacy. With this goal in mind, let's look at what every grandparent should tell their grandchildren. First, we should tell them, "I'm so glad God made you." Our grandkids are growing up in a world that does not acknowledge God as their creator, so it's vital that parents and grandparents regularly remind them how God carefully designed them in their mother's womb. Second, we should tell our grandchildren that God loves you. Kids learn best how they are loved when it is demonstrated to them through loving actions. Saying, "I love you," without showing love can feel like empty words to a child, or anyone really. In the same way, God, who is the perfect loving Father, displayed the depth of His love by sending His only Son, whose sacrifice would pay the price for our sin. Reminding your grandchild of how God lovingly offers new life in Christ to anyone who would turn from their sin to follow Jesus is a great way to help them realize how great the Father's love is for them. The Bible offers many reminders of God's display of adoration for us. You would be wise to memorize some of these verses and regularly share them with your grandchild. 1 John 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates His own love for us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In this way, you'll train them to not grow overwhelmed with anxiety, but rather to ask God to use them as a shining light, like a star in a crooked and perverse generation. For in this, your grandchildren will find purpose in life and hope for the future.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.